Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, December 1st. Joining me in studio this morning, Mark Hoffman, Executive Director of Mission Advancement for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning. How are things going?
Things are going.
We've had a busy 5 days, Thanksgiving last week, and then a Black Friday, a busy day of lots of people shopping. We were just discussing, neither you nor I were out shopping on Friday. And Saturday has become known as Small Business Saturday. A lot of folks shop locally. And then Sunday, of course, the first Sunday in Advent. Big Sunday in the church year, the first Sunday of the church year, really. And then, well, yesterday, Cyber Monday. Lots of great deals online.
More people shopping than working.
You know, it was my first day back after the holiday, and I had just a hundred of emails in my inbox, and lots of work to catch up on from being out for a week. And people, don't you understand? All this work to do. It's Cyber Monday. I have shopping to do. I didn't shop during my lunch break, nor did I find anything last night while I was shopping online either. So Cyber Monday yesterday, and then today, Tuesday, something unique about today.
Today is Giving Tuesday.
Giving
all
Tuesday.
Around the world.
Yeah, this is a global thing.
Correct.
And I remember, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, I'm not sure, when I heard about it for the first time. Last year was really the first time I learned more about it. I don't know, how long has this been going on? A couple of years?
3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. I think we missed the first year that it was started, and then we joined the second year, and I think that was 3 years ago. So this will be the fourth year.
What is the idea behind Giving Tuesday?
Well, you can read this as organizations promote Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The one that I saw and caught my eye yesterday, the organization was simply saying, this is a global movement to give back. So we're all in the process right now of buying presents for family and friends, and hopefully, you know, seeing them buy things for us. But it's kind of a closed circle. And Giving Tuesday is an opportunity to actually give to people that we don't know.
So to go outside that circle.
Correct.
As you said, there's this closed circle quite often when it comes to holiday gifts, Christmas gifts, things like that.
And especially to give to those who may not otherwise receive.
Mm-hmm. There are hundreds, thousands of organizations that participate in Giving Tuesday as a way to give back. Tell us about... for our listeners not familiar with Mission Advancement, what is the work of Mission Advancement in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
I'm an odd person.
Well,
because, you know, in the building, people look at me and it's like I'm the ATM. You know, go get me some money. But I've always, I think, been uncomfortable with that view of what Mission Advancement is. Advancement or fundraising to me is less about getting money and more about helping any person discover the joy that comes from sacrificial giving to share the gospel. So Mission Advancement, in my mind, has always been the group within the LCMS corporate office who works with congregations, individuals, foundations, who want to feel that sense of purpose and satisfaction of making a difference by sharing the gospel. And it doesn't matter whether it's missionaries or the seminaries or KFUO, as much as it matters to me that a person making a charitable gift walks away feeling like, wow, I got to be part of something much bigger. And so Giving Tuesday is a great day because we're really thinking very globally. And today there are opportunities abound to give back and to give pay it forward and to give to people that you've never met. I have a friend up in Iowa. He's on our team. Good friend Gary will say, you know, you may not be able to go into the dark places of the world that need the gospel, but by giving, you can send someone, or you get to go through your gift because you're partnering with someone to go into those dark places. And my mission, Mission Advancement as a unit, is there to pair up people who want to make a difference with opportunities to do that in the church.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not every one of us is going to go out into the mission field, if you will. Not every one of us, as you said, is going to go out into the dark places of the world. But we can send missionaries. We can send ambassadors for Christ to proclaim that good news of Jesus, to bring that light into the dark places of the world, whether it's here in the United States or internationally around the world. And by partnering with those missionaries, partnering with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, helping make sure that they have the resources they need to do the job, to do the work that they're given, the Lord's work that they're given.
Yeah, I mean, turning the switch on to power up KFUO and its transmitters and its computer technology gets the gospel to all parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be part of that when I make a gift to KFUO. I get to be part of that when I pick a missionary and I provide an offering for that missionary or maybe more missionaries. So mission advancement is simply there to convey those opportunities and to listen to people who, you know, I've been doing fundraising for 20 years and it always keeps me going when I see a light bulb go off inside somebody's head when they say, that's what I want to do with my gift. That's what I want to be behind. And so we've got a whole team of people that really just we're here to listen. We're here to present options, to answer questions, hopefully so that when a person makes that choice to make a gift, they can sense that, wow, this is bigger than me and I am making a difference in the world.
What is the LCMS Global Mission Fund?
Well, it's about as old as Giving Tuesday. When the Synod restructured, we lost some major brands. We had LCMS World Mission. We had LCMS War Relief and Human Care. The restructuring sort of dissolved all that, and we ended up with National and International Mission, both of whom do Witness, Mercy, and Life Together work. Well, how do you convey all that to somebody who doesn't pay attention every day to what the LCMS does?
And how do you fit all that on one business card?
And how do you fit all that on one business card? So we have, what we've discovered is we have people who have certain passions. They have a passion for missionaries or they have a passion for the seminaries. But there are also people who simply say, I want to do it all. I want to share the gospel here in the U.S. I want to share the gospel overseas. I don't care whether it's witness work, mercy work, life together. As long as we're sharing the gospel, that's what I want to be behind. And that was really what the Global Mission Fund was built for. It was designed to just give people this opportunity to be a part of it all with some reassurance that their gift would only be used for gospel proclamation work. In other words, we're not going to be using Global Mission Funds I noticed outside we've got a leak in the building roof. Okay, well, do we use Global Mission for money to fix that? No, because how does that proclaim the gospel? That's a harder story to tell. So we've got people who want to just be reassured that my gift is going to be put to work sharing the gospel. And so Global Mission money will go to both International Mission and National Mission as groups, as teams. And wherever the opportunity is greatest for that gift to be put to work at the time we receive it, that's where it goes. So if it's we need to be putting resources towards something that's mercy related, that's where it's going to go. If it's, wow, right now we have this great opportunity in the area of witness, that's where it's going to go, or life together. And it's very agile. It's actually very cost effective to manage that fund because it is so agile. So there are a lot of benefits to that. But that's not the only thing that we want to promote. Today, we're going to lift that up because it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
All of our Giving Tuesday ads are going to be Global Mission Fund because it's just one gift and it does it all. But you can go to lcms.org/givenow and immediately you're going to see a menu of all different kinds of things. And a person can explore that area of our website to find the thing that matters most to them. So there's Global Mission Fund. We've brought back our Mercy Fund, which used to be the World Relief Human Care designation because people missed that. So they can go online and say, I really want to do that human care work. There's a button to give to that. They can explore missionaries. They can explore the various ministries of the LCMS, and KFUO is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So today is a day for online giving. That's the push, is go online, make a gift using your credit or debit card. And what I really have loved about working here is over the last 3 years, beginning to pull these pieces together in a way that hopefully will allow people to find their perfect match.
I like your sound effect for the button there. That's pretty good. Is there a story that really, a story or an example that really exemplifies either the work of the, you know, how the Global Mission Fund has been useful, has been really what we've set out to do with it?
Well, there are thousands of stories about how gifts get put to work. Probably the thing that resonates most with me, because I give to the Global Mission Fund, is we'll see gifts come in for something specific. Mm-hmm. It might be a missionary, and the missionaries have a network of partners who mm-hmm. fund them, but that missionary is doing work in the field, and where are the resources coming from to teach the Bible class and to have those resources? Well, unless somebody makes a gift to buy those resources, there are no resources. So what ends up happening in that situation is we end up drawing up the chain right up to the Global Mission Fund. If there are no other dollars available and that missionary needs the financial backing to do project or program work, we will draw out of the Global Mission Fund to do that. Sometimes it's not the most glamorous stuff, but it's the most necessary mm-hmm. stuff. And so in international mission, for example, the team that is responsible for helping a prospective missionary get through the whole process of going to the field. So you've got recruiters and you've got people who help them with their applications for visas. You know, who gives a gift for that that's restricted just for that? But it's necessary to get a missionary into the field. Mm-hmm. And so Global Mission Funds pay for that very critical stuff where there isn't a hero or a champion who says, that's my thing. It's got to be done. The Global Mission Fund comes in behind that and says, we got to do it. Here's the resources to do that.
Sure. Those necessary things that might seem really minute, but they're really actually pretty significant in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture of getting a missionary on the ground in another culture, in another part of the world. It really is significant.
Yeah, and me as a pew sitter in Delta, Colorado, I don't know the Synod well enough to know that that's where the need is. So right. We've got a mechanism to make that stuff possible.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, new missionary orientation will be coming up soon, and we'll be seeing a lot of the faces here at the International Center. We'll see a lot of the faces of new missionaries who will be going out into the field to tell the good news of Jesus, and it's things like the Global Mission Fund that help make that possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. So Giving Tuesday, that we can find out more about the Global Mission Fund on the LCMS website.
Yeah, lcms.org/givenow.
That's pretty easy.
And that's a menu. It's like going to a restaurant. There's the menu.
You can pick out whatever way you want to give, however you want to support.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the Global Mission Fund is the one that really meets whatever the current need is.
Whatever the need is right at the moment the gift comes in, that's where it's going to go.
That's key. That's really helpful. lcms.org/givenow is the place to find out more about giving. And today is the day. Is a day. It's not the only day.
Yeah, it's the day. We lift up online giving today, but giving can happen any day.
Absolutely. This is a good day to do it. Now that you've got all your shopping done, right?
Right.
We didn't do any shopping. But still, it's always a good time to give. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in and sharing with us about Giving Tuesday Global Mission Fund and the work of Mission Advancement. Thanks for all the work that you do and the staff over there at Mission Advancement. Y'all are doing a great job, and we're thankful for your support.
Thank you.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading today. We're going to study with Pastor Corey Aker from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Hope you can join us for that. We'll take a look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. And we'll also revisit, we'll we'll spend some time talking with our friends over at 1517 The Legacy Project. We have a new segment coming up at 8:45. We started that last week, but I know some of you might not have been around or might have been out of the usual routine last week getting ready for Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk with our friends at 1517 The Legacy Project at 8:45. Up next, study of God's Word here on Worldwide KFUO.